All right, now here in chapter 64, we have the prayer of the remnant of God's people, and it's a pleading prayer. As we saw last time, they were afflicted. God was with them, but they cried out to him, "Look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory." And they called upon God to move in their behalf. Now, this chapter, we find a continuation of that. And we have here in the first five verses, God's control of the universe recognized. And then in the last part of the chapter, man's condition in the universe confessed. Now again, this is a neglected section of the Word of God, and we have attempted to emphasize it to let us see something we feel very important today of why we hold the premillennial viewpoint, why we believe Christ is coming before the Great Tribulation period. The church will go out before the Great Tribulation period. Then he'll come at the end of the Great Tribulation to establish his kingdom. Now, this is not just a theory that somebody got up a few years ago, but this is something that actually we find that Isaiah, what he says, fits into the program. And not just one or two verses that you pull out here and there, but as we have attempted to go through here almost verse by verse, that Isaiah is presenting a very definite program. The Word of God just doesn't give little isolated verses to prove some particular theory of interpretation. But whatever your theory is, it has to be fitted down any place here. And if it won't fit, then evidently you need another size shoe, because when one doesn't fit, and I think sometime today that some of these theories that I hear remind me of the lady that went into the shoe store and she wanted to get a pair of shoes. And the shoe salesman says, "What size do you wear?" Well, she says, "I can get on a 4, but because a 5 feels so much better, why, I always buy a 6 and sometimes a 7. And I feel like that some of these theories, when you begin to really get right down to where the Word of God is speaking, you have to change your size. It doesn't quite fit. Now, here we see these people crying out. Verse 1, "Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence." Now, here are these people pleading, and the prophet is a representative of the remnant of Israel in that future day. And as we said, he used the past tense, which is called a prophetic tense. He went the other side of the event and looked back at the event as if it had already taken place. But here, he's pleading with God, as the remnant will in that day during the Great Tribulation period. Now, may I say that all Scripture is not to us, but all is for us. And actually, we can identify with these people. Why? Because we're told today, and our prayer should be, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Come for the church today. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." An invitation to the world, but an invitation to him to come. And here will be that remnant in that day. And for goodness sake, let them say it. Don't try to horn in here and say, "You are the one that's saying it." It's not the church here. This just happens to be the remnant in that day. And I think it's very clear from this section of the Word of God that that's what Isaiah is talking about, not what some modern theology has worked out or some little clever scheme has worked out.